This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Forever Ship by Francesca Haig, read by Yolanda Kettle.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. And so it did end in fire, after all. The flame bursting from its white centre. The blast opening like an eye. I'd seen that shape in my vision so many times that the explosion felt like coming home. The water sealed over the boat's wake, erasing all trace of us. The sea had always been good at keeping secrets. There was a song that bards used to sing, about ghosts. I'd heard it when Zach and I were children. Leonard and Eva had sung it too, the night we met them. In the song, a man had strangled his lover and then been haunted by her ghost. He'd fled across the river to escape her, because ghosts can't travel over water. As I sat in the prow of the boat, I knew better. Part 1. Chapter 1. "Stop looking at me like that," Paloma said. "Like what?" I said. I turned my face back to the fire, squinting against the smoke. I couldn't deny